Well, the big banks are back. J.P. Morgan Chase posted record gains last week, as well as investment bank Goldman Sachs. But what about small regional banks? They've been in their city or town for decades. This week, they released their earning reports. We want to know how they're doing, and we have Mike Menzies. He's got a view from the inside. He's president and CEO of Easton Bank and Trust in Easton, Maryland, and he was on The Takeaway back in November. Glad to have you back. Let's jump right in here. What is the function of smaller banks that big banks don't fill?
Well, Farai, thanks for having me on board today. As the current chairman of the Independent Community Bankers of America, I've had the opportunity to travel much of the country this year. And community banks are doing what they've been doing all along. They are relationship-based organizations. They lend into their communities and to individuals and small businesses. They create relationships, and they're still doing what they've always been doing.
Well, look, I'm sorry, Mike. I want to hit a couple of points, very much in a row. Just very specifically, are you making loans that big banks don't? Because a lot of big banks have been criticized for turning away qualified, mortgage seekers.
Farai, community banks make loans to businesses and to individuals they know, and they keep those loans on their books for the most part. They're not in the business of creating risks and bundling them up and selling them off to some investor based upon a Moody's or Standard & Poor's rating. So we're really often in very, very different businesses. The largest banks are very much in the transaction world, and community banks are very much in the solutions world. And they're creating solutions individualized to the borrower, as opposed to just having a bunch of products on the shelf that they pick and walk away with. It's a different world in so many respects.
Mike, we just have to ask one final thing, just briefly. If you had to rate the health of community banks, ahead of the earnings reports, just from your gut, on a scale of 1 to 10, what's the health?
Community banks are remarkably healthy. There are over 8,000 community banks in this nation. As of year end, 8,000 banks were rated as well capitalized by the FDIC. And for the most part, community banks remain well capitalized, well managed, well regulated, and they're still profitable, as are we.
All right.
So I'd say community banks are very healthy.
Mike, thanks so much. We have been talking to Mike Menzies, president and CEO of Easton Bank and Trust.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.